Track 13, and here is this week's sports news. The sport has been badly affected by the weather once again, but we'll start with rugby. There's just one rugby match reported on. This is New Cross RFC against Sidmouth Quins. Pre-match rain turned the playing surface at Sidmouth into a mud bath just as kick-off time approached. Patched up New Cross RFC gave Sidmouth Quins a run for their money before going down to a 22-17 defeat in Devon 2. Jerry Wooden, the New Cross coach, said it was a frustrating loss, but a big credit to Sidmouth, who defended very well and took their chances when on offer. New Cross travelled to Exeter Athletic this weekend, and elsewhere Tynmouth are under pressure to earn a win at Wellington before they slip further into South West 2 relegation danger. And Newton Abbott will be looking to avoid a third straight defeat in Western Counties West when they travel to Redruth 2nd 15. Moving on to football, just four fixtures went ahead in the South West Peninsula League Premier East, including a thriller between Bubby Tracy AFC and Bridport FC. Everyone in attendance at the Western Counties roofing ground on Saturday, February the 21st, was treated to an absolute barnstormer of a game, as Bubby Tracy AFC's unbeaten league record was breached. The Moorlanders fought right until the very end, but what the assistant manager Rob Farkins labelled as an abysmal defending match cost them in a 7-6 thriller against fellow High Flyers Bridport FC. Farkins admitted that Bridport were fully deserving of the 3 points, whilst also saying, "I don't think either team defended particularly well at all. At the end of the day, it's a first defeat in the league, so we have to pick ourselves up and go again. We have to bounce back against Tynmouth this week." Not for the first time in 2026, the majority of fixtures in the South Devon Football League were called off last weekend as a result of the weather. Only 7 games went ahead, 2 in cup competitions and 5 league meetings. Premier Division leaders, the Windmill, were beaten for just the second time in 25-26 season, leading 1-0 at the break before falling to a 2-1 defeat against Islington Villa. Meanwhile, Totnes and Dartington continue to bring up the rear. Their latest loss, a 6-0 hammering at the hands of Newton Abbott Spurs. The solitary Division 1 affair saw Barton Athletic win 6-2 at home against Bubby Tracy's second 11, taking them up to fourth. In the Herald Cup, Kingstainton Athletic were beaten 2-1 on home soil by East Allington and Lakeside Athletic, who also booked their spot in the next round after winning 6-2 against Bucksfast Lee Rangers. And finally, for the football, Buckland Athletic slipped outside of Western League playoff positions as a result of their defeat to Poulton Rovers. On Saturday, February the 21st, the Bucks made the trip into Bristol and returned home to Newton Abbott empty-handed. Sam Hill scored the only goal of the game after just 7 minutes. Turning to hockey, Ashmore Hockey Club men's first 11 produced their best display of the season to date with a great team performance against Fareham. With outstanding support at their Totnes base, Ashmore started in positive fashion and were ahead within the opening 3 minutes. The final result was Ashmore men's first 6, Fareham men's first 1. And we are continuing to be impressed by Ashmore's progress this season. Running, the David Cliff Wokingham Half Marathon may not feature on the usual Teignbridge Trotters calendar, but this Berkshire event is known for its fast, flat course. Starting and finishing in Cantley Park, it winds through Wokingham town centre before heading onto rural roads built for speed. Running as part of his London Marathon training, Will Hassell used the race both as a test and a confidence boost. It paid off brilliantly. Will smashed his previous half-marathon best of 1:37, crossing the line in 1:30. A huge 7-minute improvement and his first time breaking the sub-90 barrier. Congratulations to Will. London is looking very promising. And that was all we have for the sports news for this week.